end of the 60s, there had been a lot of guys that had gone to Vietnam, come back, they had their arms shot off, they also got hooked on heroin. Then we started seeing movies of it on TV. It's sort of the equivalent of seeing something from Dachau or Auschwitz. You couldn't believe it.
There was a lot of negative psychic energy around that just sort of took form. So much was out of control that something had to happen.
Yeah, it's called The Show.
Arms chopped off, legs sawed off.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, I'm just saying that.
Are you talking about The Show and The Satan?
The same show. Even with these unfortunate alterations that had to be made, apparently. Yeah, it's The Show, a recognizable show at this time of the morning when expectations perhaps are not as high as they might be at other times. At any rate, it's the...
what are you alluding to? This? You don't give a...
I'm simply saying...
What we are the quality of this...
Not strange.
This show? Are you talking about the quality of the show?
The gentle rain.
Now, I hope we're not denigrating the quality of the show.
No, no, I'd rather denigrate the, or diss, as young people say.
Shouldn't
any other show
play a sort of
out, okay? I'm putting my sandwich over here.
Modesty or humility, whatever, in the face of
that's us. I'm really sorry that the young lady in question couldn't make it.
Oh yeah, what about Justin Predwell? Whatever happened to...
We were joking the night about how many shows there are to do. We just all zoom around.
That's
doing shows.
You know, one so
how did your show go Wednesday night?
You're popular. I'm
weren't you
popular.
There?
I'm only on one
only
show.
In body. No, I have moments of video.
Really
in fact, I'll probably YouTube the outro poem just because I did get it in. It was strange. It was a very different sort of feel to the show.
Yeah, well, I had no way of judging.
Well, it was the puzzling. It was over the puzzling.
No, the I'm sorry. The live show Wednesday, the Ask Dr. Hal show at Chez Poulet.
Yeah, we started to do it now, and that was the first one.
And there's no bar, and the people are sitting in uncomfortable wooden pews.
Yeah, I wish that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, it's
like
horrible.
At work,
the chicken stuffs them in these wooden cubes and then makes them watch.
Oh, pews. They're like at church and they have to listen to a preacher rant
and on. Hal brought up the fact they're kind of over on Mercury. Hal's stage is way over by Venus. So, yeah, they should come together.
They might put beanbag chairs in between the. I don't know.
That they, audience they wouldn't do. The young ones that were there, I don't think they'd relax enough for beanbags.
It's
us oldsters love that stuff.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
Yeah,
it's weird seeing you guys on the little stage. Stage is like a giant piano.
It was weird seeing you guys on the little stage, giant piano.
The new stage created in the kidney shape. Well, you know, it was just an experiment, just a start. We can mess with it, I suppose.
Oh yeah.
Originally, they had me where Chicken is, and we figured out to change that around.
Yeah.
So now in the middle with Chicken on my right,
great
K-Rob on my left, David Kapuro way out at the front of stage left, extreme stage left. At the new shape of a gallery stage where I, Dr. Howland Allen, have been able to revive the hitherto moribund Ask Dr. Howland. It has risen from the grave again to show that it could not die. Its hideous heart
like the song
beat
that refused
underground.
To die. Only it has been a show for
in the town that refused to die.
But
or
now,
maybe
so
it's
the,
a better
were the people in that were forced to sit in the pews and late at night, were they allowed to have adult beverages by their side?
If they brought them.
If they brought
which
them.
Was made clear in the
if
the drummer
them,
or if the drummer toured town.
Well, I'm amazed considering those strictures that we had as good house as we did. But
really?
We're going to have to zip it up somehow, I guess.
And advertise in a million media.
Some people said they liked it the best so far, but I don't know.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But what do some people know? They don't know anything, do they?
They don't
There's
know
some
as
people.
Much
that's
as
That's the one you always hear. That's
people.
They, you know, and them.
They and them? About, yeah. Oh, okay, I got
that's
you.
Some people. S-U-M.
When they said, why so?
I'm going to play my harmonica.
I don't know. Wow, look at that dexterous harmonica play. He sure knows how to make that mouth harp sing. Songs of working people, of the open road,
and I'll feel!
And the hobo fraternity, whose secret signals scratched against doors and tell a hobo that hand out a mean dog with a baseball bat.
I got a mean dog, baseball bat.
Yes, these hobos would ride the rails.
Ride the rails in the hobo pal.
They'd be hiding from the railroad bulls. Those night's thick swinging railroad pigs.
Stay away, railroad pig.
On the
oh, yeah.
Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe railroad line.
Bust my teeth out. Rip my pants off.
And then there was Boxcar Bertha, God bless her, as they called
Lost
her in those
sausage.
Days. Boxcar Bertha, who was a live young girl, one would never have thought would have ultimately changed by senescent old age into the bulky, moralistic, Jesus-preaching figure of Aunt Bertha, an aunt only in symbolic relation to her expected audience. Not a true aunt, but a true Bertha. Bertha Trover of the Children's Bible Hour, that shadowy organization whose tendrils reach into many cities from many dark and mysterious places.
Mm-hmm. She's scary.
The Children's Bible Hour operatives are sworn to total obedience, and anything is possible, and anyone is expendable in their exercise of Children's Bible Hour policy. And the head of this shadowy network of tentacles was formerly Aunt Bertha herself. But since her death, Uncle Charlie has been at the helm. Yes, he wrote a letter to my brother back when my brother was corresponding.
That was centuries ago.
It was, but...
You're talking about back in the day.
I know they're still out there, because I've seen...
So you think Uncle Charlie died also?
You can Google Aunt Bertha and get the same information, but it never changes. Yeah, so I think she's stuck in a tomb.
In a time warp.
Can't get out of the time warp. Yeah, halfway
someone is still
in the time warp.
Her
like
website.
The Outer Limits, they had Michael and Sarah in it. Remember
there
that
could
one?
Never be an Aunt
Where
Bertha
the two
website.
The two warriors fired
there
at
is.
Each other.
There's...
Michael and Sarah was transferred immediately to Earth and meets a family and blah, blah, blah. And the other guy's halfway stuck. You know, and they keep going back to him, and his top half is in their world,
yeah,
and his butt and is in
stuck.
Our world.
Yeah,
and he's going like this all the time, and then toward the end of the show, he goes,
ugh! Oh, yeah, and like, he can't really do anything while he's stuck. He
for
can't
most
talk
of the show, for the hour, yeah. And
he
then suddenly, magically, because of lightning, he winds up fighting Michael and Sarah in the living room of the nice American family.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's a good one, because I wanted to see those guys. I wanted to be there with them. And he thought cats were email.
Auto Limits. They were email or female?
Yeah, he runs over and picks up the family cat, starts speaking that alien gibberish.
Oh, that
and
alien
then explains
chatter.
That they carry messages on his planet.
Boy, it makes you just want to haul off and slug them when you hear those aliens jabbering in their native lingo.
Yeah, but when you hit them, suddenly the spaceship coalesces around them and your hand smacks into a what seems like a solid metal side of UFO.
Oh, my.
It's no fun to be a human around all this at the alien conventions. You feel like in that video where the little guy runs by and suddenly the beautiful girl has a beard, you know.
Oh, those are conventional aliens. The other ones actually...
There goes 420.
They're too horrendously horrible. Oh, he's going?
He just passed by the front door.
I saw
How'd
him
he goes?
Once before.
He made Philo's hair turn gray and stick up
is
at all.
Area 1941. Is this area 1941?
Yeah.
It it is? Okay.
As he
John Belushi is still alive in that area in 1941.
I found it.
You found it? But okay, I'm calling the cops or somebody. I'm calling authority figures Uncle John, Jimmy, and Jack.
Uncle John, Jimmy, and Jack, the sleuthing chums who discover the mystery of the haunted boathouse.
Episode 34. Ghost Squid.
When Uncle Jack was looking for the boys, he didn't reckon on one large and ornery squid on the other end of the line in the boathouse.
Is that correct?
How are we going to get the squid to dial the phone?
Really easy.
Okay. Squids can choose from 10 tentacles, right?
There's this movie about some guy whose brain is transplanted into the head of a large mechanical Tyrannosaurus. And it's called Tammy and the T-Rex, because he's the boyfriend of the heroine who's a cheerleader. Well, at one point after he wakes up in Tyrannosaurus form, he's frustrated, you know, and he can't really talk, but he can dial her number, or rather use a touch-tone phone with his tiny little Tyrannosaurus hands, sort of punching it in.
Oh.
But then when she answers, he can only gronk.
What would you need to
Tammy
have
and the T-Rex,
like a line
118.
In?
118, what? That costs $1.18?
No, it's part, like chapter one.
What kind of a plug do you need to have a
so
line
So it's here.
In?
So is
the
it a
whole
TV
movie
show or a movie? The whole movie.
Oh, no, it's
an evil scientist implants the brain of Michael, a murdered. It's on YouTube.
Denise Richards in one of her first
Tammy,
film appearances.
Tammy and the T-Rex.
In fact, perhaps it is her first film appearance.
Yeah, it's got girls dancing around stuff.
Oh, my God. It's a horrendously horrible movie.
That's funny. It looks like 80s.
It looks like they're doing aerobics there in the gym, in the high school scene.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah.
There's Brow Girl. The original Brow Girl.
Is it Denise Richards?
No, it's...
It is Denise Richards.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I thought... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Well, what do you know? Anyway, it's a ridiculous story, and, you know, transplanting brain into a Tyrannosaurus.
So what kind of requirement would there be for a stereo device to plug into somewhere?
But I did like the fact that
what would you need?
Tyrannosaurus could just lean down.
Like if you were going to take a line
little atrophied forelimbs, punch in a touch-tone phone code on a public phone.
Cool, man.
He holds the receiver with his other little stumpy forelimb with only two digits.
Yeah, we can do that. How long's the cord, though?
Whatever. I have one of these,
and
but
the cord,
I just need to know what kind of plug it's used
best. All the way
end.
Back
RCA.
To the Paleozoic age.
Like a stereo RCA.
And Bertha in the park
and
of Golden Gate
mighty
Park.
Dinosaurs roaming the earth.
I can be found in Golden
the Triceratops.
Do you have any Country Joe and the Fish? Please play it if you do.
The Brontosaurus, a moving mountain of flesh and bone.
Okay. I think we might have
an age of volcanoes.
Are you
spectacular?
As you come to this,
the giant pterodactyl terrorizes the Mesozoic star.
What is that?
Mighty
high-fidelity fight.
Rise
breaking.
Oh, that's... I'm sorry.
And the
we
voice
just destroyed
of
his
the
hi-fi
turtle
device.
Heard in the lab.
With that touching of the thingage.
The touching of the thingage, a touching ceremony which occurs at this time every year. I know I'm going to be there.
Hello.
I just hope I can get a ride to go down
there. Today I thought, I'm going to actually try to do something tonight.
Do
when
something?
I come to the show, I'm going to actually
do
try
something.
To be
Why doesn't anybody do something? So you're going to
I'm
do gonna something,
actually do
are
something
you?
Instead of
well,
just shooting from the hip.
I guess you must know what sort of a something it is you're going to do, huh? Or do you?
What is a flaming groovy anyway?
It's an old, it's
is
a band.
Is a plane really a plastic bag tied in a knot set on fire over a bottle of water to catch the drift?
No, but well, you know what?
That was called there.
That was another
band.
Who
wants to hear Country Joe and the Fish?
Even,
yes, I want to hear Country Joe and the Fish.
Some countries use
that. There's another name for that.
Country Joe and the Fish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
a room with to do that. We'd get all lathered up, and we'd go to the garage and shut the garage door, and we would light a knot tied cleaner's bag from the, you know, from your, when you got your cleaning bag, you had
a dry
had
cleaning
that,
bag, eh?
You had that plastic, and so you would tie knots about 6 inches, 8 inches apart and make
especially
a long chain of
filled
knotted
with marsh
cleaner
gas,
bags.
Wouldn't you say?
Then you would hang it from the ceiling.
From
with
a sour
with
apple
a, now this is reminding me of something funny all of a sudden. Is that
he has
so we did this at
lightning,
a friend's house, and
terrible
we were
sword.
In the garage, and you know there was a huge ceiling, so it wasn't really that big a deal. The horrible, stenchy,
electrical,
acrid plastic
smell,
smoke that would cause instant cancer if you smelled it.
You know, garage is really stupid.
We did it in a garage, and then that worked so well that we decided we'd do it in the actual den of somebody's house.
Wait, if there's instant cancer, you experienced this at night, didn't you?
And then we put the we put a big bowl of, you know, like a, galvanized tub filled with water
the
in the middle
Lord
of the den. And we hung the from a coat hanger at, on this chandelier, we hung the plastic bag. Now, we were already fairly inebriated at this point because our decision-making skills were somewhat impaired even at that point. And so we lit it on fire so the plastic would drip into the galvanized bucket filled with water. And as
galvanized
it melted,
bucket.
Has to be galvanized.
And as it
bucket.
Melted, yeah, we heard the sounds. That's the most important thing. We go make a special sound that only burning plastic can make. And as we sniffed the acrid smells of the toxic fumes emanating and filling the entire house, of course, they didn't have... You know, back in those days, we didn't have fire detectors and
Elizabeth Puckett.
The house was just filling up with
has
this
a face
smoke.
Like a galvanized.
It's like
bucket.
Causes instant instant cancer.
Just thinking about it.
So all of us were just smelling that stuff all night long. It's I'm the last one left. I hate to say.
Because of that.
I'm actually thinking back that at least two or three of the people that were in that room that day are not with us anymore. Mostly not because of the acrid smell, cancerous, but it was mostly because of their other poor decision-making skills exhibited in other aspects of their
well,
life.
Well, isn't this armchair quarterbacking after the fact? But you're not there on the field of battle.
That's
the
true.
The cut and thrust, the parry,
but
and
I have
strike
the
and clash of arms.
Vision of hindsight.
Yes, hindsight is golden.
2010. It's better than perfect. It's...
Look back.
Always
along
improve our
the stream
vision
of time.
In the reverse direction.
There,
condemning
there
our forefathers and their ridiculous decisions.
You want to see these the forefathers of the show? Those are the early show pioneers.
More than a spatial distortion and a new dimension.
Looking forward
in
to
of itself.
You know, zooming.
No, let your brain have it. If you listen to Puzzling Evidence while you were asleep, it would.
A
most of Central California does.
So is this thing plugged in here?
But most of the no, not yet. Okay. But most of the listening audience is
a
asleep
world
listening.
Of
but they still
day.
Hear the show.
A world
they still
of
get
no
the
night.
Full benefit fruit of the show.
And
see those guys.
Hell, that would seem
parents.
To present an insoluble problem, which is how come it doesn't burn up from the sun at the center of the earth, since they don't have any days down there. I mean, they don't have any nights.
Yeah, now I'll give it to you.
They just have endless
oh, really?
Days, so...
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's the, like the sun, so it... what... It, there's no sphere to turn away from it. It's an inside of a spherical cavity, and so it hangs perpetually at the zenith, and it must be exceptionally weak.
Strange.
And yet,
so
it
strange.
Builds up just enough heat
to
run
test my sound output?
Now that's what I'm telling you.
Okay, let me find something.
So I want you to understand, because I have a special spot for you in my heart. Have you played the
I did play the Sarah Palin prank call earlier this season.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard that last Saturday.
I laughed like this, ha ha ha.
It was most amusing.
Okay, I have it all the way up.
But you don't have any Country Joe in the Fish, do you, Puzzling?
No, I don't, but the library
does. The library does. Here, hang on a second. Okay, now I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
I see.
There you go.
Country
Joe and the Fish Egg.
And the Fish Egg, yes. The Country Joe and the Fish. They do the famed fish cheer, don't you know?
There's a whole live Astro Boy series. That's pretty good.
Live?
Oh, I love live Astro Boy.
I didn't know it was ever live.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. With little doctors and scientists, guys in costumery.
Fanciful, divine, unique in cinema history.
It does sound like Astro Boy.
It's Astro Boy 1960. And they had a live version.
Another giant robot?
3 years later, I would see him on Hawaiian TV. He was Cartoon Man. And only sound effects would affect him.
And lunar travel.
Sound effects.
Like Shibon.
Music. And here we are out in the wild weather and the sound effects. Now it's more peaceful down here by the stream. Why don't you come and sit on the blanket and we'll try to ignore the sinister whispers from right over here in the bushes where certain folks are up to no good.
Care of and shut up that constant lither blather whispering.
They might be slightly constipated, but they're going to remain in the bushes until they...
Constipated. That's why they're in the bushes. Trying to do their business.
Uh-huh. But now the bush era is ending.
Constantly paid.
This is the...
What is this?
What is this?
We've got to disengage part of the spaceship here.
Spaceship, passing the stars in the storm.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Streaming upward, see all the comets fly by.
It's the guy that RoboCop was based on. His name is Jibat.
But that was his name?
Jibat.
Well, no, they stole they made RoboCop, but they copied RoboCop from this guy named Jibat. And Jibat meets a little Aunt Bertha when she's very young. It's like one.
Oh, no, that's terrible. We don't want to see. Oh, too late.
Yeah. There's the little Aunt Bertha.
They certainly seem to be blasting each other with foo lights of some kind. And here's the snazzy Groovadelic theme song.
It has to do with 1960.
Somebody in a robot suit in another weird Japanese
show.
So,
was that really about being mind being manifested?
Matter.
She bonded crimes like the bad guys would
over
take
bone marrow.
Would take animals and switch their
sanctuary
voices.
Sanctuary laws.
So all over the earth, the monkeys would sound like elephants, and the bananas would sound like ligers, and everybody would become confused,
and
Jibon would have to fix it.
Beware the dreaded roller skating gorilla. For with him, there is no bargaining.
Oh, you sing him say about Hanna-Barbera.
The campfire bear?
No, Hanna-Barbera, he said.
Hannibal Bering?
Hannibal Bering factory.
I like the Hannibal Bering.
Hannibal Bering factory there. But also the Care Bears, it was recently discovered, don't, in fact, really care.
see Richard Cheney, our former vice president? No,
don't
he's still
you
our
know
vice
I'm
president.
Dick Cheney. Dick
Cheney.
You're not going to have Dick Cheney to kick around anymore.
Or are we? Dick Cheney's been around ever since the Ronnie Reagan days. And
yeah. It's going to be hard for him to leave.
Actually, he claims...
He's got to secure a job.
His wife says he's really looking forward to...
I'm sure he is. I mean,
and she's going to work on her book on the U.S. Constitution and how great it is.
This is the...
Wait, hey,
the
I
little
don't know
Dick
anything
Cheney.
About geography. It's
C. Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that. That was great.
He does a great mug change.
Or is that
he's got that
west to
special
the
mouthing he does.
Crooked mouth.
Funny as hell. So I want to get a zombie here. I want to get him...
West
bury
the course
him
of empire,
Dr. Howe, with weeds and dirt, and have
show.
Dick Cheney's.
I spoke of which on the show?
Rise never get rid
of me.
Yeah.
Never
stop.
I'll never be
gone. Outside of the Constitution free zone.
I want to have him at the doing the vocals on the song that we're.
This is
tonight.
A place, a piece of
crazy.
Promising real
down
estate
the road that will never end. On the
my
on
problem
the way
is
to the
I
town
can
never
can barely hear you.
We should just
unfortunately
pile on all the metaphors of that which will never.
Well,
that, you know, forever,
I listened for the faint echoes and tried to decide.
And then, of course, the video or the DVD would have to be 8 hours long. Blu-ray.
That's true.
And then at the end would come some kind of digital sandpaper that would go, please don't go any far. And
rather,
right at that point,
digitally
the entire player might be blown up by the DVD with the DVD in it. So it cost you $24 to buy the DVD that would never
there
die.
Was a sandpaper.
Have you heard of the new Terrence McKenna DVD that came out on November 1st? That is epilogue. It's about alchemy.
Uh-huh.
And you were playing Terrence last week when he was coming out.
Oh, yeah. And are you familiar with Aunt Bertha as a test of whether or not the Turing machine could really detect
on
intelligence?
On KBFA in a month.
How about that, Dr. Howe?
During
the day.
You would
Aunt
first
Bertha
have
machine.
Listened to Aunt Bertha
it
on KBFA in the early 1800s.
It was about how meth cooks dump all their shit in the, in Dallas, well, in remote places in the wilderness, but there's no Aunt Bertha before it.
But Aunt Bertha is there. Aunt Bertha actually does it demonstrate that the Turing test can test for intelligence.
Yes, well, it all depends on what intelligence reports you want to believe, but it is true that you might not know that you were speaking to an extraordinarily complicated electronic computer, an HAL 9000.
But Aunt Bertha.
Dial a story.
Aunt Bertha.
Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Goodbye now.
Sorry is as sorry does.
Yes, the Aunt Bertha Anabasis. Tremendous retreat up the channel of the tattered remnants of the Aunt Bertha army. Once mighty conquerors of the land, now reduced to a tattered ragtag remnant.
You're making me feel sorry for her now.
But some people say that they'll be back stronger and more militaristic than ever, ready to smite down their enemies, just as C-Nob bivouacated the Shetnab in the old book.
But this isn't like the match game.
Where was Bedelium and the Onyx Stone? Sure. And then the Cardiff Giant.
Did you know there's an Aunt Bertha font?
Dancing these clumsy
you
steps.
Get an
no,
Aunt
don't.
Bertha font
please don't
now.
Say that. That's just beyond my.
I'm going to send that to you, Dr. Howe, that Aunt Bertha font. It's only $12.99.
What does it look like?
And there's an Aunt Bertha vintage LP art funny photo mug.
A photo mug of Aunt Bertha?
Yeah,
oh
look,
my.
There she is.
Where?
Aunt Bertha. The real Aunt
Oh, my
Bertha.
God, that really is.
The real Aunt Bertha is there for you at the Vintage LP Art Funny Photo Mug Coffee.
Wow, how about? Much is that?
It's only $12.99. I'm going to enlarge this photo.
And it's got Billy and Timmy on it, too, at the bottom.
Billy and Timmy.
This is incredible.
It's as the Bertha world.
I'm going to save this beautiful photo.
You know, it's a young-looking Aunt Bertha, one of the youngest-looking Aunt Bertha photos that I've ever seen. She certainly seems to be a more middle-aged, youthful vigor, except for a certain fleshy heaviness. A fairly young-looking.
She's kind of beefy.
Well, she always was.
She looks a little stocky.
There she's running, though. It's a nice shot of her running from the Nazis.
I want one. I want an Aunt Bertha photo mug.
This is Aunt Bertha fighting with the Red Army in 1944 on the Russian front. She was doing shows for them.
And she would hurl a grenade in between the Sallys.
Here's some of the dancers that were with her at the time.
From the Aunt Bertha.
They're so
on
sweet.
The ice.
Yeah. She was quite a looker
then. Pocket screamer.
Where in the world did that thing come from?
That's your cue, caller.
That in the world did it come from? Abominable snowman?
This is Showland.
It sort of moves in and out of our dreams.
Moving surreptitiously toward your mind.
And it fits really well. The only problem with listening to you from the east is that your 420 guy is our 720.
420 guy?
Right.
I know. He's our 720 guy, so he doesn't know what drugs to take.
Well, no, your 420 guy is at your 420.
No, but our 420 guy is your 120 guy.
Right.
And 720
guy. Here he goes. He's riding the unicycle over the ridges of your mind.
You're just confused because there's 720
chasms.
Doesn't have a drug yet.
Then what you do is you play that Find Me a New Drug by Huey Lewis.
Did you know Big Aunt Bertha is actually a play used
in
football?
At long last, have you
did you know Big Aunt Bertha is actually a giant cannon that was fired from a railroad gun?
That was Big Bertha, not Big Aunt Bertha.
A lot of people knew it as Big Aunt Bertha.
They
just shortened it for newspaper's sake because it fit on the headline better when it was Big Bertha.
Forces during World War One used to fire shells enormous distances.
They would only need one cannon.
And I remember as a kid just laughing because I'm thinking, all you have to do is derail
the
gun. You got a big old cannon that just fell over. And the hell if you can find a crane to put it back on the track. So you get a bunch of sappers out there, blow up the tracks.
Hey, a bunch of sappers?
Sappers. Little crawly guys that come flying around, little explosives.
Go out now and download the Aunt Bertha font for both Macintosh and Windows.
You'll be glad you did.
Urban Dictionary.
Hey, in Berkeley, if you...
A Big Aunt Bertha is a play in Super Techno Ball. Resembling a wider fleaver reverse flea flicker.
They look like apes?
Apes, Jack and Apes.
Her name is Bertha Trover Shooks.
Shooks,
right?
That's right. Shooks. S-H-O-O-K-S.
Here's Aunt Bertha getting married to the sun.
Oh, my gosh. She's skyclad.
Oh, no. I'm going to have an explosive bowel movement.
This is terrible.
That's chapter 13 of the Aunt Bertha Shooks diary.
Sad. Horrible.
Just don't read that part.
A bunch of those things collected, and now they're all
gone.
Where
are they now?
I don't know. They can't have gone too far.
Books just don't get up and walk away. Or do they?
What about cassettes and videos and
tapes
and records and
coffee cups with Aunt Bertha on them?
I see you updated the date on the Aunt Bertha anti-Halloween screed.
Yeah, and I still got it wrong, I think. I think it was 95.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now I'm feeling awful.
You should.
So
you should feel
awful
because of that.
Whatever the question is, yeah.
He said, are we going to have a
a Subgenius Film Festival at some place in the woods that nobody can find.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're going to have fun at.
Oh, we're going to have fun at.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. Oh, that's entirely
well,
different.
We always have fun at them, but the part about being in the woods that nobody can find is a fun part, too.
Yeah. I would invite about 1,000 people.
Set up for a cheesy slasher.
That's
film.
What we're afraid of, is 1,000 people will show up. We don't know what to do. We're getting scared when we see a lot of people.
Just run around.
Shy.
With, yeah, with their heads.
We run around
their heads
and stick our
off.
Head in buckets and stuff.
Yeah, during the scary part where
bucket
the thousand
full of anal
people
fissure
show up.
Tissues.
No, what happens is every time we do the 1,000 people thing, it turns into Burning Man.
No, it turns into like
X-Day. No, it's not Burning Man.
Turns into couch stock.
X Day couch stock. All these things, you know, you have an idea, and suddenly there are 1,000 people there.
I think we are going to do that though someday.
You think?
No, I don't
do
think.
A thousand
I don't
people
want to think.
Thing.
I don't try to
but,
think.
You know, you got to help out, man. You got to bring the 1,000 people. If you're going to say it, you got to do it. You know?
I really have no films right now. I only have a bunch of Howard Hughes Medical Institution science DVDs and Negative Land, Our Favorite Thing.
Yeah.
Negative Land.
It's really a Subgenius Film Festival. It's not so much about the films. It's about just the being there outside looking at a movie in a really ludicrous place that shouldn't be allowed to have show movies. That's really more like, you know, if you can show a movie to 1,000 people on the top of a mountain, that's a kind of a cool thing, you know, because you just shouldn't
speaking
be able
which,
to show movies on the top of a mountain.
I found another fire tower,
you know,
on the way back from the
it would have to be really
near a big old
a fire
camp
tower where you can stay
near a big old family campground, yeah,
really?
Right at the top of the Sierra.
They'll put you
no,
up
that,
all
there.
Newly restored, yeah, even better than when we
and just
that I
head remember. Up there with your sleeping bag. Yeah.
So now, see, that's my that's idea of the
yeah,
Subgenius Film Fest spot where
yeah.
you could accommodate 1,000 people yeah. by having some campground nearby. And then you could put it out at night. So you're under the stars in the middle of nowhere, the Milky Way overhead, and you're showing really hideously bad movies. Or they don't always have to be bad, but,
all
you know.
All kinds of movies.
By the time you get it to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody's already falling
asleep.
But when
it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you have to tell them what station we're listening to.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of...
KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KCFC...
A Japanese film movie playing AFC, afterward. Have you heard of Loop on the Third?
Fresno.
I have a bunch of Loop on the Third I can play.
KZFR in Chico and KPFA.org on the internet.
Dr. Hal, what do you know about Hermes being...
Dr. Hal is in a moment of...
No, I'm trying to listen, but what do
meditation.
I know about what?
Hermes being a thief.
Well, he's
the
god of thieves.
He stole fire, didn't he?
No, that was Prometheus. But Hermes was the god of the light-fingered.
He was the god of mischief,
of course,
wasn't he?
When you're pulling a job, you need speed, and so maybe that's it.
He was also, are you saying Hermes was a speed freak? He was into methamphetamines?
He was the guy with the little wings on his heels.
He was cooking speed.
The wing-foot freak with the manly physique. That's Hermes, a.k.a. Mercury, messenger of the gods,
at birth,
protector of
she's
so
thieves.
Oh,
she's so
far
hot.
Away.
She's so gnarly in a hot way.
She's so far away.
But you know she was never converted to any other view than that which she continuously expressed over and over again. And what I'd like to know is where they all are going. I want to re-familiarize myself with some of those grotesque spirits.
I'm going to play this violin for just a little while.
Wow, so versatile. I'm glad you seem to have a bead on the
I found two locations for EmptyHanded.com has asked not what your blog can do for me, but... Ask what Aunt Bertha Trober Schutz, a Christian songwriter in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
Can do for you.
Even now, at this late date, your soul can be improved by its constant
what was
usage.
What was Aunt Bertha going on about Satan about last time? Is it about his goatish appearance?
Go to Shapiro.
If Satan is in your heart, there's no room for Jesus to enter. And Satan does have the appearance of a goat. At least his lower half.
Who came from Moncrief, believed the impenitent thief
had bollocks of brass and an amethyst ass. She died in this awful belief.
Aunt Bertha. Are you saying Aunt Bertha is dead? Tell me another story, Auntie. Tell me a story. Tell me a story, Auntie.
So freshly, the
Aunt Bertha told a story of how she joined Pancho Villa and went riding around Mexico as Pancho Villa's lover.
Oh, I heard Mexico is going on about Marx is back. He's going to increase the tax by 3%, and he's a hard-ass communist. And my friend, he was drinking Republican beers.
Yeah. What happened? He was collecting Here's Republican ears.
Who's that B right now? The sting of death.
Yes, about little Billy and that rattlesnake.
To help mother run the place with your father's dead. They are poor, and so he have none of the nice toys to play with. The most precious possession Betty owns is a little ragged doll, which she nurses very tenderly, for it is crippled. One of
its crippled.
Arms is gone.
Yes.
It is crippled.
But she loves it just as much as the most doll in all the world. The only toy Billy has is a
yes.
And his doll is more than a toy. It is also his
this
very
is
best friend. And everywhere that Billy goes, that dog is sure to go. The dog's name is
Spine.
In spite of being
Spine.
The story of their
Billy
lives
has
been
him.
A happy one up until this very moment. But right at this minute, the finger of death is pointing at their little family.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that all?
Please don't show my nude pictures to the postman.
Oh, hey, do any of you three know about...
Anabolic thumb wrestling in the city of the future?
Anabolic thumb wrestling in the city of the future. There you go.
It's not fair.
There you go again.
Never showing you pictures of Aunt Bertha.
In
her 20s, Aunt Bertha was a torch singer.
She used to sing for the mafia.
And now we have a
Cuba.
We're going to have a vice president who has a chia head. Have you noticed that about Joe Biden? He has a chia head.
No.
Yeah, he's got the world's worst implants.
Busy looking at this Aunt Bertha black and white 16 millimeter movie.
So what's that? Oh, this is Aunt Bertha singing?
Yeah, when she was hot young thing.
It's a rattlesnake.
You know, they wanted to send her to rehab, Aunt Bertha. No.
Those Aunt Bertha cups should be a marvelous
addition. The Children's Bible Hour was founded in 1942 to fill what was apparently a void at the time in the world of children's evangelical radio.
And what a bunch of dolts they were and still are.
No.
CBH grew rapidly and later moved into television and recording. Aunt B, also known as Bertha Trover Shooks, joined CBH in 1947 as office manager.
I just kicked my sound system.
And in two short years, rose to become executive director. During her tenure, she retired in 1972. She recorded numerous albums of the best love stories from CBH's radio and television programs. Here is one of those albums.
Hey, can you do that voice that was on the Faustus?
The Faustus recording?
Yeah.
That I was playing last week?
He's talking to the Debo.
Talking to Mephistopheles.
Oh.
And he make a deal with Mephistopheles. He said, if I don't have to go to rehab for the rest of my life, then you can have it when it's over. Yeah.
Just remember, don't eat a beagle all at once.
And when you have to go slowly on that.
We talk about that because a lot of souls
this is a bad radio
over
show.
To little Bob
no,
all
joke.
The time.
This is a bad radio
No, it's
show.
Just a joke.
It's
right.
good.
Oh, well, I ain't trying to talk it's about a, bad stuff.
It's a good show. I mean, from a show's generic perspective, it's a great show. But as a content, the content is bad.
According
well,
like to
some people say it's
radio
evil.
Critic
they say we have
Vascom
Satan in
G.
our
Osmond.
Hearts.
Like and
we should
I will
squeeze
see
Satan
you in
out of our hearts like the ichor of a dead corpse.
As opposed
it
to a live
stinks.
Corpse.
Put it back in the
yes.
dead corpse.
Well,
put it back in the live corpse.
If
oh,
you
okay.
didn't know
the one
better,
that can't
you
die.
Think all these undead bodies jerking around were just dancing
uh-huh.
to this music. But in fact, they are sort of stalled
no,
by
Aunt
an electric
Bertha, no,
fuel.
No, no.
Yeah. Lost Aunt Bertha.
Dr. Howe, I feared you were in a somnambulistic state.
No, no, Aunt Bertha
yes,
refuses
I
to
am.
Go to that.
We're
rehab.
Always
rehab.
Help.
It's a good thing, too. She should not go to the rehab.
Organized shape.
Is rehab for robots not Aunt Bertha?
Yeah, it is.
Nice
yeah, you guess. I didn't. You know, not many people guessed that quickly. This
no,
this is radio for robots. Actually,
people want to hear Aunt Bertha, man.
Aunt Bertha rocks.
Aunt Bertha on the rocks. Is that
on the rocks? Yeah, she was able to save the entire
that
ship
Aunt Bertha?
When they hit the rocks. But then she takes it on the rocks too.
So I heard Aunt Bertha left stuff for us or something like that.
She left stuff for you?
She did, is it like
I think
all
it's probably already been delivered to your house.
Howard then. Johnson's money?
She has power over all delivery systems.
I have
from
power
digital, physical, TV. Everything.
So what are we what are you watching over there that has this
oh, nothing.
Chicks dancing or something?
No,
right?
I'm like only thinking stuff. Of Aunt Bertha. So, Aunt Bertha.
Boy, she goes off big there. There's no interchange with the little urchins in this iteration of Aunt Bertha.
Billy kept a big stone on top of the box so the snake could not get out.
I'm going to play something pitiful.
Yeah, you're going to play something pitiful?
Yeah.
Do you know
you're going to play with something pitiful?
No, I'm going to play
okay,
something
now we're going to watch on Channel X.
We're going to watch you play with
here
something pitiful.
Oh,
I want to know
are.
What you think is pitiful.
Yeah. Oh, that is pitiful.
Oh, that
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick. That's not pitiful. That is. Oh, I'm going to hurl.
No, sick means good. Oh, man. You just made the Philo of the Overman the hurl.
Oh, man. That was gross.
I think machines are starting to dehumanize us. I think the machines are humanizing us.
I think I'm going to go to just play a song, a new song.
He's dead, Billy.
It's about time.
You killed him, Billy.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe it was time for him to go. Unlike
I take my hand off to you.
Bastards. They know who they are. Yes, you do.
Like little Aunt Bertha's out of breath this day.
Yeah, she's all.
Get a shovel.
Okay, then.
We have the video of Billy shoving her into the hole full of aliens.
Okay, Billy. Take that shovel.
Learn how to shovel horse droppings in Louisiana.
Yeah, the big earthquake, right. Can you get my cigarettes? So we have a little sidewalk detective here. He's the one who knows they killed Spot. Oh, I see. I guess that's it.
That'll teach you, Billy.
Really? That's what happens to Billy's?
Yeah, we'll teach him.
What happened? He's a little greasy spot.
Oh, please.
That's all that's left of the illy.
What's that?
That one.
Oh, that one there?
Yeah.
I just chose a different one.
Cool.
Off of my list here. That was the idea, is that I could set up a generic set of playlists that could be played anywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I can just, if I can get a machine to work, then I can do them, you know?
A machine to work.
So free from your eyes. One makes a turn and run. Trade the cure for the flies. Oh, I think
pretty num num. Pretty num num.
I never played it tonight. Brian and was going to play this.
Oh, cool.
Is it a dramatization?
Yeah.
Yeah, showboat version with music.
Of Uncle Tom's.
Have you played it?
No, I was going to play the whole thing earlier, but I got into
it. I think you ought to do it.
No, I don't know about KPFA here and now.
Well, I'm sure they'd like it.
It's almost 520.
Almost 520 in the Pacific. That's what that caller was saying. He was all confused about being on the East Coast. And he's listening right now, but I'm sure the confusion has been... Alien Morate.
Oh, really?
By the Nice Show, which
hey,
makes everything so...
The Ice Show.
Bub, do you know anything about the Monkees movie Head?
Yeah.
I heard it was the greatest psychedelic film ever created, and I don't
know. No, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest.
You've got some dumb friends.
But it's definitely a... You should see it.
You should see it. The movie is actually terrible. But it's very important because of what's going on. And the monkeys think they're doing Sergeant Pepper's. They think they're doing the cool music and movie that will define them. And they don't know that they're right. The people, Bob Robinson, Jack Nicholson, who are directing, hate the monkeys, hate everything they stand for, and hate NBC. So they're making this awful piece of triumph. And at one point, Mr. Zappa insults Mr. Jones. Just standing there in the parking lot.
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
So he was just,
well,
in,
I was gonna
he was
play
just,
some,
for Mr. Frank Zappa, the whole monkey thing made him so mad.
What were you
and while
play?
They were shooting Head, by the way, they got the word from NBC that their TV show was over.
So, yeah, you could see their mood change halfway through the movie. Oh, now I got to actually think of something to do for the money.
It's really a terrible movie, but you should see it because it's an important movie in the rock and roll pantheon of bad rock and roll movies.
Hey, how about 2001 Hotel? That was good, too.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
2001 Hotels, yeah, yeah. I like that. Was one of those cool Frank Zappa Zippo movies.
Yeah, they use Zippo lighters.
2001 Hotels.
That was a very fun movie because it was done in video, so early in the days of video editing, so... Lots of neat stuff happening. Most of it's just miracles that anything gets done at all.
You mean in government or?
No, in movies. In general projects where people get together and shoot pictures and try to add music. And it's just a miracle that anything gets done at all.
That's some rockin' music there.
Oh, I'm really hopeless and puzzled tonight.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, luckily, I'm not, I'm at home.
So you can be puzzled in comfort.
Who's that?
Taxi Bob.
Oh,
The natives are restless. They have a little ceremony out there.
The puzzling, you said.
Called
you
the singing of the
law. Eyes of the person you're buying a cigarette carton from.
Yeah.
He don't smoke that many cigarettes, friend. He slinks around on the prowl. Late at night, the moon is high. Everyone else is asleep.
Who are you talking about, puzzling himself?
Puzzling evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He goes running through the town, like upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
In his, not even wearing a nightgown.
And he peeps through the windows, listens to the lock.
Spying in his voyeuristic way.
And it all is grist for the mill. It all goes on the air. Eventually, all on the show. Twisted, turned backwards,
I have a question. If the LSD factories can make a batch, is it possible that of all the hits to go from all the way from the west coast of America to Europe? One batch?
I think so. I'll have to think about it for a while, though.
Well, we have a little bit more time to think about it now. While marching through Switzerland with the rest of the Boy Scout troop, taking a rest every now and then on rocky mountain passes.
There's a lot of woodwinds going on there.
Yeah, wow, Henry Mancini on acid.
What a fantastic collection of mechanical contrivances and devices.
And what I mean is...
All operating simultaneously.
Simultaneously, like a giant robot.
This is...
You mean what? You're always meaning something, right?
Priceless.
Don't you mean something when you mean it? I'm always meaning something. I mean something right now by this note.
Oh, yeah.
That one note. What note is that?
That's the one.
It seemed to have a harsh sound quality that canceled out its note identity.
So who's playing the woodwind band?
And all the Germans have been brought in to meet our Germans.
That's what I thought. He's great.
And,
Bring to mind a Roaring 20s.
See these guys?
What guys? Oh, those guys.
Those were the days. Vampire meets Liberace.
Where you wanted the it is north of the that correct?
Yeah,
is that where
of
that horse is?
No, it becomes true.
Puzzling.
Yeah.
When is the movie of Guile Scope Boy coming out?
Oh, man. There's such a backlog of wonderful images.
We wouldn't want it to be a bad movie.
Yeah.
The Goat Boy?
No, that would be a good movie.
Yeah, and there's also, what is it? Are You a Goat Girl?
Are you a
great
girl? I
yeah.
am not now.
Girl
nor
or Goat
I
Woman?
A girl or a Goat Woman, yeah.
Mustn't let anyone get
Louis
your goat.
Louis. Are you a girl,
or,
a
goat girl
woman?
Or a goat woman? We could reprise those hits on the air. We should do that sometime.
I think you need to get...
Gary, in fact, and his wife are coming up tomorrow night to the veteran show.
We need to do an ending.
Oh, I know why. Because he bought a BMW or something.
Yeah, he bought a fancy car.
Special car. So he wants to zoom around Highway 17.
Fancy schmancy set of wheels.
Yeah, he's got a fancy schmancy car.
So high and mighty.
Yeah.
It's a Porsche.
Porsche? Okay. I forgot.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, got it. Gary Gabot fan. Because he has so much slack now.
The soil is tough and stony.
Stony burnt.
And difficult to scratch a living from. It tends to make you tough. And then, when called upon to serve, you can eat half of entire chicken breast or whatever this is. And especially conserved. Yes, roll it, Fred. Oh, yeah. Machine, there it is.
Dan, that's all.
I'm sorry.
Let's do the committee plan to party after.
Remember Valentine's Day?
As in happy?
No, Tony Franciosa, 1964.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Tony
opening here. Yeah, I used to love that show, like the snake guy.
Yeah.
And yet, what?
Oh, and Jack Sue was on it, that's right.
That the
his butler.
The Rochester
man, yeah.
Great.
His man's man. The one that keeps him from, like, you know, blowing chunks on his best white shirt.
Well, maybe they're wearing t-shirts. Or...
That's right. And then, for punishment, he winds up on Barney Miller or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. Keep the cat from crapping in his shoes at night, you know.
Right. Important stuff. Important stuff.
So that's at Baby Alpha Studios, that sax player, swinging love chords and sax player.
Terrifying, the thrilling sounds of the haunted house. I guess Kurt must be through with his haunted house gasm now and going to relax and reassemble his afflicted powers.
Who's that, Kurt?
Kurt Kirsteiner always spends at least 2 months out of the year preparing a giant haunted house that he gets people to walk through on Halloween.
Oh, yeah? That's a fun thing to do.
A terrifying
They used to do that in St. Louis a lot. People would renovate a lot and build a haunted area on it and then tear it down after Halloween and charge $6 a head to walk through it.
No, this is the haunted area.
This is your haunted area. Dead people were on this property over 1,000 years ago.
Dead. Yeah.
They were buried over there. This is the haunted graveyard. The graveyard of your fears and nightmares. Your stinkiest graveyard. Your frop-filled graveyard.
Well, there's no sense in being too insulting. Even where somebody is obviously attempted to fly the coop in this exciting electoral season.
You're right about flying the coop. He's gonna fly the coop, and that's over Jim's house.
You know, you should
go to Cayenne Point. Hi, little guys.
I like when they turn the plane sideways so they don't get
stuck. I was just corresponding on the message board with a guy named Greg who was doing that. Young lady who preceded him out of the aircraft hit her head. You know, just,
oh no.
Knocked out, so she's hurtling toward Earth now. And Greg did
the power dive
right to her and grabbed her and pulled his chute. And they both
wow,
yes,
and they both died.
They both died. No, he did the big, you know,
hero. He was the hero.
They were sports jumpers, but he was into Halo, so high altitude, low open, and see, jump out of here and go. And you just tearing along.
Wow.
And then you get down to a low altitude, and boom, pop.
So was that U2 or something playing? Is that U2?
It's Virgil B. Gay.
It's real purdy.
He's gay.
Well, no, he doesn't say.
He's gay. Is that what you said? He's gay?
Wow, how can you say that?
How can he say that?
Now he can never get married.
Yeah, and so what?
So what?
Such a new world odor is coming in. Anyway, we're going to see that hilarious party footage, celebrity roast, so stay tuned. There's more to come.
For those pink boy nights.
Pink boy night?
Yeah, you remember.
I was thinking of painting myself all pink all the time.
All pink all the time?
Who wants to be pink like a fink? I want to be purple like a sub. Walk alone in sun-like majesty.
Yeah, and people in hell want UPS too. But.
Yeah, they want a lot of things. They want ice water, but can they get it? No.
No, no. Because there's a drought on. You can't just splash that stuff around. And besides, Mrs. Olsen is still dead.
That really rocks me, man. Mrs. Olsen,
she impresses me every morning I wake up and I think, I just have to accept she's gone. And with her, the best coffee in the world.
Yes, sipped anxiously while clocks kicked and eyebrows raised in silent commiseration.
But as long as she was alive, marriages were solved, marriage problems were solved instantly. Because she had such a way with coffee.
That way with wayward coffee.
That makes me want to drink coffee.
Now this is some slow motion film that we picked up earlier. I don't know if you saw the footage of George Bush's dog Barney attacking a reporter over and over in slow motion, which was on TV today.
No, it's a horrible thing.
He drew a little drop of blood from the tip of his finger, I think.
One committee member to another. Maybe you should die.
Shall this little...
It's Folgers.
Mountain Brown. That's the richest kind.
Bet your husband takes the difference.
Yeah.
Mrs. Olsen, I'll try for
you. Mrs. Olsen, we love you.
How about another cup, honey?
About another
some
cup,
party,
honey?
Huh?
Some party, honey? Did you fill the magazines, honey? We're going to fight off the zombies tonight, honey.
I remember getting stoned with Miles.
Really? Miles Coe?
Miles Stone?
Miles Coe was with Hitler at Little Bighorn.
We're doing it, man. We're doing it.
Now? We're doing it now?
Yeah.
Really? This is so exciting.
You should.
I love it when we do it. But I wonder, is it all just on the computer now?
A big wheel keep on turning.
You ever seen that?
And which is this?
The Leningrad Cowboys with the entire Russian...
Yes,
I've seen
this.
What
I thought was cowboy music.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
The Russian Red Army band playing this.
They're laughing. The band is having a great time. They're all smiling.
I would love to see this. Home, Alabama.
Yeah. And they don't even know what it means. They just know good music when they hear it.
They're singing Russian. It's like us singing Russian. You know? We don't know what we're saying.
Yeah, just singing phonetically.
I like those guys' hair.
Yeah.
Like that hair.
They're like swinging love corpses of Russia.
They're more like porcelain. Like residents or something, in the sense of those hair. Without
the special hair and the special shoes. Rock and roll boots.
The Leningrad Cowboys. Look at those shoes. Okay, you gotta look these guys up.
Yeah.
That drummer's bouffant's starting to droop a little.
Yeah, it's like, it would be hard because there's a lot of weight out here.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you're going.
Yeah, if you move your head after a while, you know, the drummer's back there going, oh, God, I can't move my head at all. My bouffant's going to fall into my eyes, and then I can't play the drums, and this falls into the drums, and I'm playing, beating on my drum head.
Really?
That's a good cliche. Have you ever played a Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like there's a movie about it. Yeah, what's the movie that the you sign up for the game, and the rich guy signs up for the game. Michael Douglas is the rich guy, and he signs up for the game. And at the end of the game, he winds up penniless in a grave without a name or even a stitch of clothing in Mexico. You ever see that one?
No, but I like the idea.
It's like the John Law theory of life, you know, where you sign up for the game, you're not really quite sure if it started, you know, nothing's happened.
Oh, I've got to tell you, earlier, I was listening to Puzzling Evidence with Coast to Coast AM, and if so perfectly together, but I had no way to record both of them.
Yeah.
I didn't want to try and get any software that I couldn't buy.
No.
If you have a system, don't you have, like, are you playing Windows?
Yeah, it's the...
Well, you have a recorder in there. I mean, Windows comes with a little generic recorder.
Are you talking about recording through a microphone?
No, it has a built-in recorder, software recorder. It's called Windows Recorder, and it's in your accessories. Look around for it. What you can do is that you get everything you want to play running through the Internet, through your system mixer, and then you just turn the recorder on, and you can record it as an MP3 or WAV file.
That's easy for you to say.
And there you go. Now you've got your mix. You can upload it to your favorite playlist site, and you can start remixing your mixes. That's actually what I'm doing right now. I've got several playlists that I'm pulling up in playlist.com.
Lucky.
But I'm not playing the Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I will play the cowboy music.
That's the Lynyrd Skynyrd Cowboys.
That's Country Grammar. Country Grammar versus, it's all St. Louis, man.
Oh, yeah. That's O'Kelly, R. Kelly or something. The other St. Louis.
All right, here
Nelly. Nelly.
Kelly St. Louis?
Yeah. Sort of
a living Brock Sampson.
Nelly and Kelly are both St. Louis, I believe.
Right, you are.
All Jelly Belly Kelly, they used to call them.
And all those pretty girls.
Those are St. Louis girls. Those are East St. Louis girls.
Yeah.
They couldn't take the
pressure. They used to have the second best newspaper in the world.
Yeah.
He moved here when his son made him leave, finally retired because he was getting all worked up in St. Louis.
Yeah.
He moved to Oakland.
Yeah.
From away the sports and those castles?
There was a place called Parma in those days. Parma, Ohio.
So the beef?
They didn't raise no beef out there.
Well, I think I'm going to go upstairs for just a sec, y'all.
Oh, yeah? Upstairs, eh?
Oh, yeah?
Well,
it's getting too late otherwise.
That's right, so we better do that now.
Well, you better, but I must struggle against the forces of... what the? Oh, cool. All right. Sure. Enough.
I was thinking about...
About what?
These ape-faced techno lovers in San Francisco.
Yes, they tend to be ape-faced and shame-faced when they're not able to accomplish the complicated disco steps. Believe me, I know. I've seen them, and it's not a pretty sight. They thought they would float over the disco floor, and instead they plodded like a herd of giant prehistoric rhinoceros. And those things really plodded, too. Actually, they were somewhat light on their feet. I should take it back. But
well, at the beginning, right?
The hugest of them all, the Indricathirs, or Valucathirs, were far larger than elephants, towering above trees, and yet they walked with a certain lightness of foot, I'm telling you. God knows why, it all just worked out that way somehow, and you can take it to the bank. But the name Indricathirium is perhaps more likely than Valucathirium at this time. Scientific names go out of phase and out of favor. Sometimes the most poetic ones are sacrificed on the altar of scientific taxonomic nomenclature of correctness. Well, this is amazing. I'm here trying to deal with the problem of piloting a plane 5,800 feet above the city of Berkeley. Visibility clear, slight haze, and of course, there, right in front of us, is the object, the phenomenon we've been studying, the so-called flying saucer, unidentified flying or floating object. If we could just pilot this craft a little closer, I'm sure we could solve the mystery of what it is that's been bedeviling scientists and civilians alike for so many years, ever since the first saucer sightings in the late 1940s, when Kenneth Roberts reported seeing six objects, unidentified, floating, flying, moving like saucers, skipped across a pond.
Why were the first sightings like brilliant sun, like 200 years before they were like cigar shaped?
Oh, well, there's one right now. Oh, oh.
Ah!
I'll try to blow it up. Oh.
What's that would choose to do?
Well, there, that was unfortunate, but we had to do it because it was either them or us, you know. Life is the same throughout the universe. One may not spend time rubbernecking. He who hesitates is lost. Get them before they get you. The best the defense is a good offense. And so forth and so on. World without end. Amen.
Do you know anything about either, if you see a protrusion in your visual field while you're getting a headache, it's somehow a signifier that you've done damage to your brain?
It might represent the existence of a brain tumor, or it might simply represent unwanted pressure on the optic nerve from some other source.
Certain conditions?
Anything's possible. Try to protect your head, because all the delicate, important stuff is up in there. Up in your cephalon. You can't just slam your head around the way some people do.
No.
Nope. The head must be kept in a nice, comfortable position. Now, why is it that when you are sleeping in your sleeping bag under the merciful heavens, that your body is all wrapped up and nice and warm-like, but your head is out in the open? Where's the justice in that, I have to say? But that was nothing to what things came out from the sea caves that trick here yonder. What were they? Mermaids? Dragons? Ghosts? Nothing at all of anything like that. What were they then? All sorts of queer things. Things never seen or heard of or written about. Very strange, un-Welsh, utterly peculiar things. All solid enough they seemed to the touch it, anyone dared it. Marvelous creation. All shapes and sizes and no sizes. All new. Each one came following after the other, and all came trooping out together. Describe just one of them.
I am unable.
What were their colors?
Mostly nameless colors. Colors you'd like to see. But one was puce, or perhaps more like crimson, though not purplish. Some had no colors.
Tell me, had they any legs?
Not a leg nor a foot amongst them that I saw.
But did these things come out in any order? What day of the week was it? What o'clock was it? Who else was present? How was the weather?
I was coming to that. It was 3:30 on Easter Tuesday last. The sun was shining. The Harlech Silver Band played Mako Giesi on 37 shimmering instruments, collecting for Carnarvon's Fever Hospital Fund. The populations of Port Erly, Crickcare, Port Maddock, Port Maddock, Pembrindine, Rife were all assembled. Crickcare's mayor addressed them first in good Welsh, and then in fluent English, twisting his fingers in his chain of office, welcoming the thing. They came out on the sand, not keeping time to the band, moving seaward silently at a snail's pace, till at last, the most odd, unaccountable thing of all, which scarce one man there could see for wonder, did something, recognizably a something. Well, what? It made a noise.
A frightening noise?
No.
A musical noise? The sound of scuffling?
No. But a very loud, respectable noise, like groaning to oneself in chapel just before the second psalm.
What did the mayor do?
I was coming to that.
That was a locomotive of some kind, a train, and now let's experience a tone. Yes, this is a regular tone, a tone that you might hear associated with an emergency warning network in case something had gone terribly wrong. Of course, such a tone need not be so high-pitched. Here, a lower tone reminds one of the incessant buzzing of an electric alarm clock or clock radio, an unpleasant sound to hear at the best of times, but most unpleasant in the morning, just as one was dreaming of some fiery embrace of willing and
really chorus
girl named Judy Hoffman.
And Bertha's out there, she almost busted us.
Oh, I don't care about what
Jesus
that old lady
does. Jesus in your hearts, whether you like it or not.
She is a terrifying specter of the night.
Yeah, I think we should do an Aunt Bertha YouTube. She and Dick Cheney take over the world.
You think?
But the thing is, if it is a real property, of course, they'd be all over your ass with their lawyers.
But I don't think they...
Christian lawyers.
Do you really think they even exist in any...
Yeah. You should be scared. You've stolen her soul on
paper. Be very afraid.
Yep.
Yeah, if they ever got a load of one issue of Aunt Bertha comics and stories.
It would be all over for our intrepid heroes of the art world.
Well, I would say fair use and parody. And what about that? She puts it out there, so we comment on it. See? That's only fair. Will he dance birth to armor-plated beams?
Just so amazing.
She is amazing. She amazes even the most amazed of us.
Generation after
even those
generation.
Jaded people that can't be—they can't even be impressed with anything. Find her to be completely original.
They really can't even help it.
And beyond scrutiny, beyond criticism.
Beyond self.
Well, I have to say the neo Aunt Bertha era may have come and gone, because now that Sarah Palin is apparently retreating into the distance, the science-denying, anti-evolutionary, religious fundamentalism of Aunt Bertha and her
millions,
no longer seems as au courant as it did until such a recent time, only a few days ago. But this is not to say that the Aunt Bertha followers have been in any way neutralized as far as the...
No, the Aunt Bertha followers seem to be as rabid as ever. They seem to be completely oblivious to any type of political correlation to the Sarah Palin conservative
you can't reason
type
with them.
Of... gun-toting Joe Sixpack, you know?
And Joe the plumber.
And Joe the plumber, the six-pack-toting plumber.
He totes a six-pack to the job.
He's got a six-pack abs. He's got six-pack abs.
He looks rather hefty. But
I've got like a one-pack, a big one-pack. I've put all my abs in one pack.
In one basket,
one
eh?
One big basket. Actually, my abs are in maybe like 4.5 baskets.
But don't they tell you that you know, a stitch in time saves nine?
Don't forget
nine?
That slider on the side. Did you find that operating portion of the control functionality there?
That just shifts
there?
You between alleged differing sound effects. And
there's
effects,
really only two types.
They all sound
you have to
like
remember that those three tools come into play on some of those. Like if you go to phaser, then the speed and pitch control become very important.
Like, I see.
See?
Oh, yeah, Jesus only travels by bus.
Are you talking
wow.
about Bertha? And
I hear
Bertha
out there. Yeah, the young...
The young callers.
Remember that
playing
desperately trying to make
provocative program called Aunt Bertha's Lower Birthmark. That program was broadcast on Norwegian television and seen
and
in 37 cities across the country.
It crashed the servers. There was so much demand, it completely obliterated the network. The prospect of getting new pictures of Aunt Bertha in her youth was beyond what the programmers had expected.
I was kind of disappointed when I finally did see
the demand for such a...
They weren't as hot as one would have imagined.
It depends on how long one had been without the services of said...
Yes,
Aunt
the people
Bertha.
Who were the most interested in and excited by them seemed to be long-term male prisoners in a monastery.
Those kind
in,
that had the large one Lutheran arm,
what?
While the other
Bavaria.
Arm was basically...
They reported the
one arm is oversized,
and
one arm is basically a useless
lust
appendage.
For the idol on the doppelganger image of Aunt Bertha. And remember that these misshapen monks with one big muscular arm
one big muscular
and one little
arm,
withered arm.
Little withered appendage. I used to know one.
Yeah, you really did? What, knew one of those guys?
Yeah, I knew one of those guys. I knew several of those guys.
Really? And
they do
were...
one-arm push-ups all day long. Now, the other arm could, in a rudimentary way, be used to deploy a beer can
like
while doing one-arm push-ups
tiny,
with a mighty arm.
Miniaturized, thalidomide-like arms of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So small and proportioned to its body.
But they could be used to kind of differentiate between tendon and cartilage.
And in the movie Tammy and the T-Rex to punch in numbers on a payphone. Ah, well, I just don't know, friends. And, of course, I started the Ask Dr. Health show with K-Rob's cooperation. We're showing a cartoon.
That shows you what
time.
That got you.
Because the atmosphere is sort of like a children's show being stuffed
in there.
It is a
children's show, isn't it? Don't
yeah.
you play it for
so we showed
children?
Prehistoric Porky, which is almost never shown. The black and white Porky Pig masterpiece. And we're going to continue to follow that up each week with a different cartoon. As if that could save us.
Arrive pink?
Yeah, they arrive pink.
They
it's
hoist
the
live pig up onto the mayor's roof or something like that?
Yeah, the devil makes
it's
him.
Sort of like riding 7-Up.
They drink the 7-Up.
I can't hear the Aunt Bertha poem very easily. Maybe just the mix, I don't know, but.
Then Aunt Bertha flies over the city.
On her broomstick.
Yeah, performing intelligence duties for Timmy and Billy.
She's demonstrating intelligence design.
Yes.
Somebody's got to do it.
What a sign.
Jesus walked the earth.
You can find, actually, you can very easily on WFMU's Beware of the Blog, the radio station that bites back.
Oh, there went the
You can go to WFMU and find four Aunt Bertha MP3s from the 365 Days
MPs
Project by our friend Otis Fodder.
Otis Cribble Cobblers?
And
oh,
we
Otis
have,
Fodder.
There we have Tell Me Another Story, Aunt B.
Tell me a story of Jesus.
And there you can listen to The Sting of Death, The Eye of Love, Why Can't You Be Thankful, and The Scarf.
Story that Jesus would tell if he were here. Until you've heard those tiny little shrill voices of Aunt Bertha's mesmerized myrmidons singing
them.
One of these stupid... Well, one of the best ones is the record Doug found where she just goes on and on about how space travel is ungodly and that one should never shoot rockets into outer space.
Why can't
it's
you be
not
thankful?
The moon we should try to reach, but the God who put it there. I think that we should set our sights above the moon and space and focus on eternity while we have time and grace. The Sting
places.
Of Death. If
several
you must
places.
Play an Aunt Bertha episode, I would recommend that one, The Sting of Death. But they're all for saps. You
I'm
know?
Playing
I mean,
one right now,
the,
but... We have to turn down that other guy.
Tone down that guy. And I ended up telling a guy a dual anecdote at the show, too, about the nasal blobulus.
I missed the intro, but I'm going to try to get that to two guys. It'll be funny because he's the guy.
A penny for the old guy.
Yeah. What a guy he was back then.
Space, the final frontier. These are the wanderings of the village idiot. His continuing mission to bumble where he's
and
not
stumble.
Wanted, to intrude into places that are left unvisited.
In an arrogant, obtrusive way.
To boldly waste everyone's time in ways no one had ever thought of before.
To not wear a bath, but wear clean clothing and
but
not
to
take
instead
a bath and
wear a shower.
And stink amongst his friends.
To stink to high heaven. Oh, what a powerful stench he has.
To bear
it hath
his
the primal eldest curse upon it.
As he leans across
it rises up
tool.
In billowing waves onto the sky. A your pillar of cloud by day
tool.
And a pillar of fire by night.
Now that I'm closing out my desktop tool.
Are you now?
Yes, I am.
Well, and much joy may you have of it.
And yes, indeed.
Long, long ago. Long, long ago. Then there was time. Time to do what was needed.
And there's hardly any time left.
Indeed, there will be time. Time.
So next week, is it a five-hour show?
Murder
or is it, what
and
is
paint.
It?
Plain old
just a regular old
time for all the works
radio.
And days of hands.
Let's go back
that
to the old
and drop
time.
A question.
So five-hour shows.
Time for you and time for me. And yet
shows.
For the thousand
yep.
indecisions and for the thousand visions and revisions
I'm so glad
before the taking
that.
Of a toast and tea.
Yes.
In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo.
Talking of Michelangelo?
And indeed, there will be time to wonder, do I dare? And do I dare? Time to turn back and descend the stair. with a bald spot in the middle of my hair. They will say how his hair is growing thin. My morning coat, my collar mounting firmly to the chin, my necktie rich and modest, yet asserted with a simple pin. They will say how his hair is growing thin.
But the hair on your back is growing thick. Have you noticed that? It's more like a carpet. It's as if the hair on your head migrated down your back and found a new home for itself. Like a downy carpet, much like a bear's furry hide.
Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions which a minute can reverse. Yes, Philo, I freely confess Yeti ancestry. The old swamp wanderer percolates in my bloodline. I can't deny him, his red-eyed, slouching form with a huge, misshapen club carried over his humped shoulders as he slogs through prehistoric swamps and sucking bogs, where blood-sucking leeches cluster to his hairy thighs. Ah, yes, back in Paleolithic times, when giant frogodons splashed under the boles of arborescent ferns hundreds of feet high. Yes, indeed, back through the mists of time.